When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
We had our own little coven with your daughters.
We did.
A witch's coven.
They came in to join us, didn't they?
Yes, and a little boy witch, my little boy witch.
So wouldn't that be a wizard?
A wizard.
You're beaming at the thought of Josh being a little wizard. So we did a few spells because she sent us about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
We decided to do a spell to draw money, a spell for abundance,
yep,
and then a self-love spell. Oh, and then a burning spell.
Yes.
The burning spell was to release things that we wanted to let go of.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to go first?
I was just wondering how you were feeling about this week.
Well, I learned quite a lot this week, and I know, and that's to summarise at the end, but I didn't know about this whole witches, Wiccan movement that was going on. And we learned that very much from our producer, Blondine, who told us about, you know, there's these massive influencers in this space that are actually doing all of this witchcraft.
Young witches. Young, very pretty, rural witches.
It's been really rebranded, let's be honest.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's a bit like what's her name? Deliciously Ella. They're like the Deliciously Ella of the witch world.
That's exactly what they are.
They're very like
exactly what they are.
Scrubbed, earthy, long, flowy hair, but you know, beautiful hair, not witchy hair. And they live in the country, and it's all sort of positive vibe spells.
Yes.
There is a whole world of witchcraft out there we did not know about.
And it's all based around your well-being.
Yes.
And how to feel good and how to manifest and how to bring in the things that you want to bring in. There's nothing evil or shady or worrying about it. It's actually very beautiful.
But we went very, very positive this week, didn't we?
But the whole thing is positive.
Yeah.
I don't think there is, it's not a negative, they don't practice witchcraft to try and hurt people. Like, it's to make you and your well-being function better.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
What's with the song?
I'm thinking about that song from American Pie. You know, when he goes and joins the choir to impress the girl, and that's the song they sing. Do you believe in magic? It's been in my head all week.
Has it?
Yeah.
And now you've released it into the world.
Now I've sung it for you.
It sounded like something from the Kids from Fame. You know what I always tell my children?
Yeah.
If you don't believe in magic, you will never find it.
So,
you like that?
Oh, yeah.
You like that? I also say, if you don't believe in fairies, you will never see them.
Also, if you don't believe in Father Christmas, you won't get any Christmas presents.
Your interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, I do believe in magic. I don't believe in sort of Harry Potter kind of magic, but I believe the world and the universe works in a very magical, mystical way. And I believe that if you are paying attention and you are watching and listening and experiencing it on that level, then magical things happen around you.
I don't believe in magic.
What about what I just said?
I don't believe in magic.
You don't believe in synchronicity. You don't believe in serendipity. You don't believe in coincidence. All of those things that just happen. And you just think, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. And I was just thinking about that person. That's
magic. Totally, totally, totally believe in that.
Well, that's magic.
But I don't class that as magic. Also, definitely would put
What do you class it as then?
Universal serendipity. Also, I definitely put
just a
myself.
Different name.
Well, I definitely put myself in the witch brand.
So how can you not believe in
magic? I don't
know. Because you've been telling me all week, oh, I'm very witchy.
I am very witchy.
I know I've been very witchy, and I've always been very witchy. And then you're like, no, I don't believe in magic. They don't align.
I don't know. I just don't. Maybe it's the spell. I don't know. It's the spells. Let's talk about the spells.
Let's talk about the spells.
Okay.
Should we do this together? Because
yeah,
we did it together.
Apart from the bath.
And then we did something separately.
Yeah.
So let's do our bit together.
Okay.
And then You said because we were going to do a self-love bath and you were like, I think we should do that in our own houses. And all I thought was, you didn't need to say that. That was an obvious thing that was going to happen.
Okay. Nicole doesn't feel that it's time yet for us to bathe together.